Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
In an October 9, 2012, townhall.com article, Phyllis Schlafly wrote, quote, "When we list the areas that Barack Obama wants to fundamentally transform, as he promised before his 2008 election, let's not overlook his plans for education. They are as fundamentally transformational, costly, and dictatorial as Obamacare. It's well known that public schools are not graduating students as well educated as before, that Americans score poorly on international tests, and that billions of federal dollars showered on public schools have not achieved any of the designated goals, which were to raise test scores and to eliminate the gap between higher income and lower income students. The Obama progressives want us to believe that the remedy is to turn over total control to the federal government." Phyllis Schlafly goes on to say that's illogical and unacceptable, but it fits right in with Obama's attitude that there is no higher power than the federal government. If Obama is reelected, remember this was written back in October 9th of last year, if Obama is reelected, he will be able to accomplish this task with help from Secretary of Education Arne Duncan, a graduate of Chicago politics, unquote. Well, it's almost a year into Obama's second term, and where do we find ourselves on the education issue? My guest today is Cheryl Boyce. She's part of Pennsylvanians Against Common Core Coalition. Thanks, Cheryl, for being with us.
You're welcome.
And what is the Pennsylvanians Against Common Core? What is that coalition?
It started months ago. At that time, I was the director of the Commonwealth Education Organization, and they came to us, and what they wanted to do, it's an umbrella group. They were realizing that a lot of parents and people across the Commonwealth, individual people, groups, were questioning what they were seeing in the school. So in an effort to bring everybody together so we could share information and find out what was going on, they created this umbrella organization, and they gave it a name. We have there's a website, there's a Facebook page, and there's a group of people, and it is across the state, in every corner of the state, from Erie to Philadelphia, across the state, have come together to really talk about what is this that we're seeing in the schools right now.
Okay. What is the website?
Actually, I don't have that right in front of me, but if you just put in Pennsylvania's Against Common Core Standards, it will automatically come up, both the Facebook and the website.
Okay, yes. fantastic. Yeah, and I think, well, the Facebook page has it has tens of thousands of likes on the Facebook page.
Right.
So that's fantastic, and they got that number in a short amount of time. So there's a definite concern across the state, as you pointed out. There are concerned citizens from Erie to Philadelphia and in every corner of Pennsylvania who are very concerned about this Common Core.
Right.
Now, it's almost as if Common Core sneaked up on us.
No, not really.
Okay.
We had outcome-based education at one point, and now what we have is the Common Core standards. It's pretty much the same thing, just they package it a little differently. And brought it back. You know, whether it's a blue or pink ribbon, it's still the same thing.
Right.
I use a term, and I don't say federal, because this is where we get in a semantics game. The Governor's Association, and again, not every governor belongs. There's a big question about, really, it's a trade organization as opposed to a governor's organization. So basically,
Yeah, I think that the Philadelphia Mayor, Michael Nutter, had been or is still the chairman or president, I'm not sure what the exact term, but he was the head dude of this organization, at least for a while.
Right.
So I'm thinking that mostly liberals are part of this.
I wish that was the case.
Oh, okay.
I have to say, on both sides of this issue, Jeb Bush is one of the biggest proponents of that. He's out there selling this like crazy. And if you look in our state, one of our problems we've had in Pennsylvania is that a lot of the Republicans are listening to, and the group that's been sold this are the business people, because they're saying they're not getting the quality of workers that they need. And so a lot of conservative Republicans, especially in the House in Harrisburg, mm-hmm. have bought into this is the solution to fix that. But we've had standards.
Right.
This isn't, people have to understand, I get a little frustrated. We've had standards before. They were written in conjunction with Paul O'Neill, who was the CEO of Alcoa. So business had input into these previous standards. Thousands of kids were educated under the previous standards, some very successfully. Now they're saying, think about what they're saying, those standards weren't any good, but we got it right this time.
And that's probably what they said last time when they brought in the newer standards. They said, we didn't have a right with we didn't have a right before, but now we have a right.
Right.
And now,
so at what point do you stop, do you say to them, I've heard this before?
Yeah.
You know, and that's what we're saying to them. It's not that we don't agree with expectations and objectives. Oh, heavens, we do.
Yeah.
The question becomes, who writes them? Is it a national group of people like Governors Association, David Coleman, who's now the head of the College Boards, who's part of this, Achieve, which is a national nonprofit who's up to the next, Bill Gates,
and his group of people.
Making lots of money. Right. Do they all have say? Because it is a national initiative with a lot of tentacles.
Right.
And they're telling, you know, Pennsylvania said, we're totally in charge.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, you really aren't. You think you are, but you've taken federal money that was dangled before you.
Attached.
And you right. So either you're telling the federal government something different than what you're telling us, but you can't. They're telling two different stories.
Right. And Pennsylvania, the money you're talking about is the race to the top money that Pennsylvania
right.
took, and that was part of the competition that Obama, his administration, Arne Duncan, came up with to have a competition between the states to see
right.
who got this money. And Pennsylvania lost in the first round, but then they had a second round of competition, and we won in the second round. I don't know how many millions of dollars we got from that. But
well, we got $40 million.
$40 million. Okay.
But the problem is, and I have to give a lot of credit to the Senate Education Committee.
Mm-hmm.
They've asked this over and over and over again, and they're still asking it, and they want answers. They want to know what it's going to cost us from total.
You mean they don't know yet? They have the Board of Education? I'm shocked.
Uh-uh.
I'm shocked that the government is going to do something and not know how much it's going to cost. I'm totally shocked.
Yeah. Well, here we go again.
Absolutely.
Just like healthcare. But they've been asked and asked, and I have to again, I think the House Education Committee gave them a pass.
Mm-hmm,
they asked a question and didn't pursue it. The Senate has said to them, we want to know. Because you're putting in a program. You've always already indicated in the Race to the Top contract that there are districts that do not have the resources to do this.
Exactly.
Okay.
And in fact, you have a copy. Don't you have a copy of those contracts that the governor
There are contracts. You know where you can find this? This is on, Peg Luxick has done a nice job on her website.
Okay.
She had a Peg Luxick, just put her name in, and you'll go to her website, and she has some PDF links.
Oh, she has those. Good. Okay.
Yeah, she has the documents on there. You have to understand, it's not just about what they tell us. It's really what the Department of Ed in Harrisburg says to the federal government. It's their dialogue between the two
of them. Okay, and is that public knowledge as far as what the conversation is between our Pennsylvania Department of Education and the feds?
Some of it has been, we have found that out through our own,
investigation.
And it's not forthcoming, and I have to say, as of last Thursday, the State Board of Education, which is completely part of the problem with this whole process, is many of these groups, like the Department of Ed, the State Board of Education, the intermediate units in this state, are not accountable to the taxpayer.
Yeah, they're appointed by the governor, I think confirmed by the Senate, like any of the nominee, I believe.
Right.
But yeah,
well,
like you're saying, they're not someone we can vote out of office. They're totally unaccountable.
No.
And they just do whatever they want to do, basically.
Yeah, and people get confused when you say State Board, who voted last Thursday to go ahead and move forward with this stuff, and we're still waiting to get the documents to see. They said they've made changes. Well, they've changed the name. They've changed the name multiple times because they started out initially calling it Common Core, and when that blew up in their face and people kept saying, well, that's a national initiative, now we're going to call it Pennsylvania Standards. Well, that's what you said you had previous years.
That's crazy. And, you know, as we're looking at the Department of Education's vote last Thursday.
Right.
That, again, is an unelected board. But
right.
isn't there a process that they're supposed to go through? Or if there's changes, aren't those supposed to be put before the public to review before a vote can be taken?
Yeah, and they're also, and I've just asked this question of them, and I haven't gotten any answer, but I will pursue this. There's a process, because this is regulation. This is not legislation. So because it's regulation, this went through a regulatory review process the end of 2012, and they were asked to explain about the money factors, because mm-hmm. it's not cost neutral. There
absolutely
are a lot
right.
of things
yeah.
that they're going to cost us money. They haven't explained that to the Regulatory Review Commission, but from what I understand, they passed it again. It's got to go to the Regulatory Review Commission, so there is an opportunity, hopefully, for public input through that organization, the IRRC.
Okay, so they voted on it last Thursday. The
right.
Board of Education voted on it to
right.
to implement it, basically.
Right.
Okay, then it goes to the IRRC, which is the Independent Regulatory
Review Commission.
And
right.
at that point, the public will be able to see it and give comment?
Well, we should be able to see it sooner than that. I'm hoping that the Senate Education Committee, as I said, have been very generous.
Oh, absolutely. Mike Fulmer has definitely been good on this.
Yeah, they've really tried hard to make
yeah.
this transparent and out there. He's talking about posting it on his website. As
oh,
soon as
great.
They get time, they're going to put up on their website exactly what was passed and the changes, so people can see exactly what we got.
Okay, and I just go to Google, and I would say key in Senator Mike Fulmer.
Right, it's not there yet.
Oh, right, but I mean, people could do that. Go to Google and key
yeah.
in Pennsylvania Senator Mike Fulmer. That's Folmer.
Right.
And that would take him to his website. Take
right,
people
and
to
usually
his
he puts it on his homepage, but I checked for you to see. I know they're busy. They're still trying to piece this together.
Yeah.
And
I thought that this whole thing had been postponed by Governor Corbett.
It was never postponed.
Never
that was
officially.
Just semantics.
Okay.
The districts just proceeded as if there was no. That's one of the things that surprises me about school districts. They just go ahead, and they're sort of like, the Pied Piper,
uh-huh.
and they just follow. So they just were in the mode of doing this.
They just kept pushing for it.
Yeah, they never really stopped. We asked that question, a delay to us meant you stop, you regroup, you look at
uh-huh.
the problems, and you figure out, and there are a lot of problems. There are a lot of unanswered questions about the testing associated with this,
graduation requirements. Yeah, I read that Pennsylvania, there's supposed to be national testing or something, but I read that Pennsylvania's opted out of the national test. Kind of explain that, yeah.
So they say. Well, you know why? Because I'm not being a skeptic, but we have letters saying that we're part of this.
Okay.
My thing is, show me the letters telling the Department of Education in Washington, D.C.,
uh-huh.
that we're no longer participating.
Okay.
If you sent a letter to Secretary Duncan in Washington saying we were, I want to see the letter saying we're not.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you can tell me all day mm-hmm. we're not doing something, but I want to see it where
documented
you're telling him
proof.
You're not doing it.
Yeah, documented proof that
right.
that correspondence actually took place, and
right.
that Secretary of Education in D.C., Arne Duncan in D.C. said, that's okay, you can do whatever you want to do. I've also read some of the states, I think New York is one of them, has already done some of the testing,
right.
and it was a total fiasco. The
yeah.
kids did terribly.
One of the things we've heard, and I really wish teachers would feel free to say what they're thinking,
yeah.
Yeah. out in public,
mm-hmm.
but the standards in, say, let's use Algebra 1, because that's a big subject area that's a lot of debate. Math is a big area that we're debating.
I didn't mean to interrupt, but at this point, they're only issuing math and language standards at this point?
Yeah, but the test, if you read it, what they're doing is, I don't know how much everybody knows about writing across the curriculum, but the way you integrate a lot of the stuff is, say, for example, you're in language arts, you're going to integrate writing in, say, science.
Okay.
So you can squeak in standards from the language arts curriculum
into writing assignments for science.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
But still,
right.
that doesn't count towards your English grade if it's a science paper.
No.
Oh,
no,
wow.
But that's a way, writing across the curriculum, it sounds good in theory,
uh-huh.
and that's a way you can integrate something into the curriculum.
Okay.
And really, this is a phase-in process because they were going to phase it in through math and language arts, and then they were going to phase in these other standards later on as we go. Now,
yeah.
Pennsylvania will tell you they have state standards in science, and they haven't done this regrouping.
Mm-hmm.
And technically, see, this is all, again, an issue of technicalities.
Right.
They haven't, but if you're going to do writing across the curriculum and you've changed your language arts, then you can integrate those standards into science. It's very easy to do
it's
that.
It's easy to do that. Wow. So, it doesn't look good. And, you know, we're into this new school year. We're
yes.
about a month or 3 weeks into the new school year. And when is Common Core supposed to be fully implemented? Next year? Is that the way that works? Is that the 2014?
Yeah, but even that is confusing because we've got districts all over the place with this stuff. And the confusion is what they're doing, because I started to tell you about the teachers. We had an opportunity
oh, yeah.
to talk about this. In some districts, what's happening is the information they're getting about the Keystone exams, the graduation exams, and what they're supposed to be teaching in order to do the exams does not line up with the information they're getting about the standards.
So what the teachers are teaching now, and when we're supposed to be, still in Pennsylvania, we're supposed to be using the Keystone test, not the federal test.
Right.
Not the federal Common Core test. We're still supposed to be using Keystone test, which is a relatively new test, has replaced the PSSA.
Right.
And what, you know, just looking at the testing, how many millions of dollars does Pennsylvania spend on the testing? Because we outsource it. We don't do that within the state. It's some
no.
some other state that
no.
does the testing. About how
no.
much does that cost us?
Well, initially the contract, and they modified it, they changed it, they didn't do as many Keystones. The initial contract that was signed by Rendell was $200
million. $200 million is pocket change.
But that's changed now because they did decrease that under Corbett. The problem is those are tests that used to be written by teachers. Those are final exams
mm-hmm.
that used to be written by teachers
yep,
that are
right.
now going to be written by some outsider. They did align and ask permission last summer, a year ago, of the Federal Department of Ed to align the standards into the Keystone exams and the PSSA. They needed to integrate those new standards. And that's another thing. If you have to ask the federal government for approval,
permission.
Do you have
mm-hmm.
really control?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, so they integrated, they got approval, and so now they have this all intertwined. The problem is the Keystone exams, when you listen to the conversation these people have, when you sit in a room and you listen to what they're talking about, we need standards because too many kids are graduating, not ready to move on. We need these tests because we need to know. But then they're going to give waivers from the test. We're going to have projects in lieu of taking
mm-hmm.
the test in case you don't pass. So we're going to lower the standards. They say they swear they're not. But nationally, they're talking about eliminating the possibility of AP calculus. Because,
yeah, right.
Because
it's too hard.
The College Board has come out because the head of the College Board is one of the gurus for
right,
the Common
David
Core.
Coleman, mm-hmm.
Right.
It's just out of curiosity, David Coleman, who was one of the major authors of Common Core, who now has up the College Board, is he an educator?
No.
No. So we have a non-educator
right.
up to his elbows in this Common Core, the Common Core standards.
He's not. He's a bureaucrat.
He's a bureaucrat.
Not only is he not an educator, he's not a parent,
hmm.
and he's not a businessman. So, you know, they're talking about, well, we need to do all this because of businesses and what business needs are,
right.
but he's not a business person.
So how did he get picked?
Really
Obama.
Good question. No, I don't think that's the case.
Okay.
That's an excellent, his mother is the president or was the president of a very liberal university, even though, as I said, there are people, Democrats and Republicans that are for this, there are Democrats
mm-hmm.
and Republicans that are against it, but she, you know, and she's a liberal arts person. He has a liberal arts background.
Okay.
He's not even a math person.
So
for him to make a judgment about, they're saying over the summer, they came out and said, well, you know, calculus doesn't fit into the framework or the progression of math under Common Core. So Pennsylvania is saying, oh, well, we have control of everything. Do you really?
Uh-huh.
Because if they take away that AP calculus test, how much control does Pennsylvania have?
Yeah. Well, we have none. We have control as long as the federal government approves it. So they're talking about taking away AP calculus, and granted, that's a tough course, but again, it's AP calculus, and is out. What is the top, for someone to graduate under Common Core here in Pennsylvania, what is the top math class that they will be taking?
Algebra 1.
That's what I thought. That's going to be the top.
They're
it's not
putting
going to be
all
the
their
floor,
money into
that's
algebra
going to be the ceiling. Algebra 1.
Right.
That's it.
So, but yet they talk about science, technology, engineering,
yeah,
and math.
Yeah, and math. So
and what do you want your engineers to have? I want them to go in high school
more than
all the way through.
One. Absolutely.
Right.
So in essence, though, as we're looking at the standards that go along with Common Core, which Common Core will bring into Pennsylvania, the standards are, in fact, lower. And really, schools may be graduating more students who are, quote-unquote, proficient, but yet they're proficient to a lower standard. So
right.
They're less college-ready than what they are now.
Right.
But yeah, we have the business community, by and large, is on board with this.
Right.
And who are saying this is excellent. This is going to greatly help the business world, because
right.
We have all these smart kids graduating, being able to step right into the business world and not have to be supervised as closely because they know what they're doing. But
right.
I don't see that happening. And I don't want one of those engineers that just has Algebra 1 building any bridges out there that
well,
I drive
funny.
Over.
Funny. That's what everybody's used. And in reality, I'm not sure the small business person.
Well, not the small one, but we're talking about Exxon. There was an Exxon letter sent from Exxon
yes.
into Pennsylvania saying, you guys have to do this. You have to implement Common Core because. So we have big corporations who are pushing it.
But think about what they're doing. Exxon is an international company. If we mess this up, see, there's no accountability here.
Right.
You know, we're making the kids, we're making a 7-year-old accountable through the testing, and we're making teachers accountable, so they say.
To
they're
make
revising
sure,
that.
Well, just to make sure that they are teaching to the test, which is what they're having to do. Well,
right.
They had to do that under No Child Left Behind, too, as far as that goes.
Right. And so, but then all these other folks that are out there doing this stuff.
Pushing it, yeah.
David Coleman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you make him accountable?
And the business
people
community
don't even
here in Pennsylvania,
then.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to just talk about the form a little bit that happened last Thursday, right after the Pennsylvania Department of Education passed the Common Core. There was a forum down in Murraysville,
right.
down in Westmoreland County. That was, I think, 3 for Common Core and 3 against Common Core,
right.
3 or 4. And how did that go? I'll just ask.
Well, a lot of people, I've been reading, you know, articles. The articles came out in the paper today. And I talked to a reporter, which was sort of funny. And she said, oh, you want reform, too. And I said, well, what did you think we wanted?
Yeah.
I said, we do want reform. The difference is who
How?
Makes the reform,
mm-hmm.
who's accountable for the reform, and what reform. Because what you're saying here is we're going to do the same thing over and over and over again. We had standards, and you're saying they're not any good.
Yeah.
You're going to do it again. And one of the speakers at the forum, Zev Werman, who worked for the Department of Ed under, I believe, one of the Bushes. But anyway, he's a STEM person, science, technology,
okay.
engineering, math. And he said what Pennsylvania did, because he looked at the standards, he said you did align. And see, again, this is semantics. You took your existing standards. You took the national standards, and you lined them up.
Mm-hmm.
But what Pennsylvania did is they took bad parts of the national standards and integrated them. He said there were a few things in there actually weren't bad, but that's not what you took. So he said, so when you took aligned it up, you made your standards weaker. So that was our question. You know, when we thought there was a break in this from the governor, we thought they were going to go back and look at what they had done.
Yeah.
Because we're saying we want good expectations
Absolutely.
And goals and objectives in the classroom, but we don't want you to do it, and then nobody is accountable if this
yeah.
is all wrong.
Well, I think they need to spend more time on academics and not on social engineering, not on visiting mosques, which I understand one of the schools in the eastern part of the state took their seventh graders to visit a mosque to learn all about Muslim or Islam, and let's not do that. Let's, in fact, learn about reading, writing, and arithmetic and history and, you know, really learn the stuff that needs to be learned to be a valued citizen of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. What can parents do to address this with their local school boards, or just what is it that parents can do? Or is there nothing?
Well, no. I think it's time we hold them accountable and we don't go away.
The Board of Education.
I have a lot of questions about them. The fact that when you say to people in the public about the Board of Education and they think you're talking about the school boards, that's unacceptable.
Right.
They have to understand about the difference. But I have to say I'm really disappointed in school boards because school boards are acting like this isn't happening and this is all going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when the kids start doing poorly on these Keystone exams, and because now this is a test where if you don't do well and you don't get a waiver, which is a joke, because the waiver initially was supposed to be if you had a student in your district that couldn't pass these tests or do the project, say they had spent 6 months in the hospital because they were sick,
right.
They were being tutored, you were going to give them an exception.
Right.
But now they're talking about giving waivers to more than those kids.
Oh, really?
So that's social promotion.
Yeah.
So when you see that happening in your district and kids aren't passing, and then you need to lean on the school districts because those school boards are sitting there and they are doing nothing about this.
They're just following in lockstep with the Board of Education.
They're acting like they don't know, and they always assume that their superintendents are telling them what they need to know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why any superintendent that's there and deals with local control would really say, oh, this is grand.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
let me lose my control because I'm just going to have more layers. And there's layers. They're going to create more commissions, more committees, more people.
Layers of bureaucracy.
Yeah, there's going to be a whole new level of bureaucracy
that's
going to have to be involved with these standards and these tests.
Okay, so people need to contact or become educated and either go to Peg Luxick's website.
Yeah.
Or I would encourage them, first of all, to go to Google and key in Pennsylvanians Against Common Core.
Yes.
And go to their website and get the information there. And get educated on this whole fiasco of really a federal mandate as to how Pennsylvania is going to run their education system, and do that. Get educated and approach, you know, when it comes to your next school board meeting, be there and ask some tough questions of your school board and your superintendent.
Yeah, because they don't think we care.
Yeah, that's true. Because they're not hearing. Because to me, it looks like it's kind of being sneaked in there, and it's just now becoming. People are becoming more aware of what's going on, and they're saying, "Whoa, this we don't like." So, is there an email through that website that people can go to? Can ask questions or whatever.
Yeah, there is
okay,
a link. There is ability to ask questions. You can submit questions, and we'll get back to you. The other thing, there's a lot of national organizations. Eagle Forum has really been on top of this.
Yeah.
Heritage Foundation, American Principles Project. Pioneer Institute, they have been on top of this for a really long time. So you can also use their website as informational, because pretty much what you see happening in Pennsylvania is happening
around the country. Absolutely. And 45 of 50 states have approved this, and part of it was if for you to get this Race to the Top money, you had to agree to the Common Core, which had not even been written at that point.
And we understand, and I want to find out more about this, and I'll just throw this out there because we're in the midst of trying to find out. There's another Race to the Top initiative, and it has to do with early learning.
Oh, really? Just what we need. Cradle to the grave, that's the government thinks they need to take care of us.
I understand that our governor is talking about applying for that.
Oh, my goodness.
So we're in the process of trying to find out what that's all about, what does that mean, because, you know, you have to agree to certain things to get the money.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we want to see what is it that this grant is going to require us to do in order to get any kind of money from the federal
government. Cheryl, I appreciate all the time that you put into this, because I know you put a lot of time into this, and, you know, help educate us on what's going on, and you've been able to get hold of documents, and we really appreciate all the homework you've done on this, and can encourage folks to go to Google and type in Pennsylvanians Against Common Core, and that'll bring up the website, and just become educated, and go to your local school board and say, wait a minute, not with my kid, you're not. Right. Or not with my taxpayer, not with my tax
not
dollars
with your
or not. Because,
money, right.
Yeah, because it's your money, whether you have a child in school or not, it's still
it
your,
is
money.
Your money.
So
exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, take care, and again, appreciate all the work you've done on this.
All right, thank you.
Okay,
okay.
Take
care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.